All right, take two. LTBU intro. Take one. I didn't plug in the audio. And we were talking for like a minute. And I was saying, LTBU episode 5 is going to be filled with a lot of ingredients that can make me not want to do a podcast. The Angels not looking great. Everybody's hurt. We're dropping in the standings. We're dropping games back. We're 3-7 in the last 10. And it's a slow baseball week. There's not a lot to talk about, but we'll see what we can get out of it. Carlos Cervantes, 15.
Dude, that's not my fucking...
That's his at.
I'm going to start calling you your government name.
Carlo 15 right, on the other side. He's ready to talk some Angels baseball. And then me, name, piece of Max shit. Air Jordan 1 on Twitter, ready to talk some baseball. Again, like I said, slow, shitty week. But let's... get into it. Hopefully we can, let's make some shit up, rumor boys, and let's get going. Dude, LTBU episode 5, we're in here, and we're in the studio, and there's a beeping going on, and it's insane, and it reminds me of the episode of Fly from Breaking Bad, which is one of the worst episodes of all time, and I feel like I'm stuck in it.
How much money do you think they wasted on that episode?
It's like standard episode budget,
bro. For it to be a fucking fly the whole time.
I mean, yeah, no, it's almost like so cool, so bad that it's good, and like almost like, oh, how did they think of this? They're genius, but it's almost like, no, I'm not giving them credit for that. Dude, what a week for the Halos. I can't even think of the last time we talked. I think we fucking fucked up to the Rangers. And then 2 to the Astros, and then 2 to the Guardians. So they're doing this insane pattern. Win one, lose two. Win one, lose two. Win one, lose two. They beat the Orioles in the opener. They just lost. So if you're a betting man.
At least we can't do that because there's 4. So we could win one,
so
lose three.
So if you're a betting man, what's tomorrow in this pattern? Lose. So yeah, they've looked okay in Baltimore. The Cleveland series, I think, is the one that we could talk about. This is just not like... this team's going backwards.
Well, I mean, I think you could argue that they looked like, I don't want to say the best, but like they should have won all 3 of those games.
Yeah.
If Josh Naylor didn't exist.
I mean, yeah, I'm so sick of saying that, though.
Of course.
Win the games, you know?
Yeah, I get that. But like he's the first, you know how they make up bullshit stats all the time? He's like the first player to hit a go-ahead home run in the 8th inning or later 3 games in a row in history.
I mean, it's real, though.
It's a real stat, but like it's made up.
Yeah, but it's real.
But it happened to us.
I'll just say this. The 2 against the Rangers that we dropped and then the 2 against the Astros, you almost kind of not expect that, but it's like you're okay with that. You're like, oh, in a weird way, like you're kind of cool with that because you're like, all right, you know, one of the games we won against the Rangers and then 2 were like seemingly not that competitive. And then the Astros, every game was competitive and we only walked away with 1. The way the ball bounces, we'll probably play them again and then take 2. Like, but then to go 1-2 against the Guardians, like, what the fuck is this team, bro? And it shows you flashes of, like, almost like flashes of 2021 or 22 that we'll get into a little later. But, dude, that Guardian series just gives off awful vibes.
That could have been the one that, like, I don't want to say broke us, but, like,
Guardians?
Could have broke us.
No, I mean, they're obviously in a gauntlet. They're going through the gauntlet right now.
Remember we said that last year? But the Guardians are not part of that gauntlet.
No. They were the appetizer. You know what I mean?
Fuck, man.
So, what?
The vibes were so good, too, after that first win in Cleveland with, like, they come back in the 9th. Like,
we're not even that first win, bro. Saturday afternoon in Cleveland.
I know, but I'm saying that first win, we're like, okay, we got the fucking Cleveland monkey off our back.
Sure.
Broke the curse.
That is a house of horrors for the Angels.
Yeah, Trout hits a double in the 9th, and we tie it, take the lead, and, like, this team last year would never do that. They'll roll over and die right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but they're all. I hear people saying that a lot. Like, the Angels are like, last year's team doesn't win this game. Also, I've seen some games like last year's team doesn't lose this game, like, of a couple of, like, games this year. Like, the 2 Houston games, can't really say that there. But, like, we didn't have any losses. The way we lost in Cleveland, I don't think we lost like that last year at all. Maybe like once or twice.
I think it was.
Yeah, we said it against Philly. I tweeted that.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, but that's not good. I don't want to repeat that.
No, not at all.
But
We can't keep living like this, like, oh, we should win these games. If
legitimately, we're going to be 55 years old and be like, nah, you know what? We should have beat San Diego.
We could have been 24 and 17 right now.
Honestly. Okay, Nah, I can't even say that. Like, I'm so used to saying a lot going on this week. Not a lot going on this week.
Nothing going on this week.
Zero. The most interesting story, I think, is going to be like
Aaron Judge.
Chaz Chisholm fucking broke his necklace running around the bases or something. Like, I don't know.
Ronald Acuña's a demon.
Acuña's a demon. Let's just get into, I guess, the injuries. Because, look, we're back fucking, we're doing deja vu again. Like, Rendon.
It was like a small but very meaningful transaction list since we last talked.
I mean, we just can't fucking, like, have these. So, I'm going to pick up on May 2nd. Tapera, 15-day IL. That doesn't matter because he came back. Loop.
No,
let me pick up.
May 9th was when we first dropped this. So everything up until then was accounted for.
Okay, so I'll just do May 8th just to be safe. So placed Jose Suarez on the 15-day IL.
Yeah.
Selected Cesar Valdez from Salt Lake. I don't think I've even seen him in a game.
He got sent down immediately for someone else. I forgot exactly who.
Okay, then we got Mickey Moniak and then dumped Jake Lamb. Jake Lamb.
Yep.
Then assigned Valdez to Salt Lake. Recalled Zach Weiss. Oh, we DFA'd Tapera. We can talk about that. That's brutal.
A lot of people are happy about that.
And then reinstated Chad Wallach, placed Rendon on the 10-day, recalled LeVon Soto. I mean, these guys I just don't even see. Like, LeVon Soto was in the team today. Did he even play?
Well, he yesterday was probably travel day, and then today he didn't play, no.
I figured they'd get him up there, like, fucking quick.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's in Salt Lake freezing his dick off, or I don't know what the weather's like, but
it's spring.
Bro, there's places in the country that it's just winter.
Salt Lake?
Salt Lake's just winter,
isn't
it?
Doesn't sound like a wintry town.
Salt Lake, Utah is cold.
No, I know that.
All right, let's see. Weather in Salt Lake.
85 degrees and sunny.
70.
I mean, that's just a sunny day.
The high is 82. Fuck.
Okay, yeah, no, so not great. The biggest one, obviously, Rendon, and then Tapera again, DFA'd.
I mean, bro, at this
point. But I mean, we all saw it coming.
Like, what were. Obviously, it goes to that game. What was it? The May 13th against Cleveland. I think that was Saturday.
The Andrew one he was, Wentz, like, directly responsible for, right?
Well, like, Andrew Wentz was left in way too long. I think we were up 6-4. We're up 6-3.
Let's not do that because if we don't remember. Like,
we were up 6-3 to start the inning. And then Wentz comes in, wants whatever the fuck his name is, and gives up a couple base hits. And then if I remember correctly, he gives up the homer to Naylor. And then I think Tapera comes in and gives up another homer.
I mean, Saturday was just one of those games where they were up, like, what, 7-1?
They were up
6-1?
6-2 at one point.
6-2. And that's one of those, like, we were around a bunch of buddies on that day, and it's almost like they're not going to blow it. Like, nah, they won't. And then you, like, look at your buddy, and you look at them, and you're like, they're going to blow this, aren't they? And then that's exactly what happens.
It was
almost 6-2
in the eighth.
Yeah. I've been betting baseball recently, and the reason, like, I like betting baseball is because you could take, like, in-game timeouts. You know what I mean? Like, so let's say you have the Angels, and they're up 2-0. If they're batting, you don't even, like, care what happens. Like, literally anything can happen. Obviously, more runs would be great.
Yeah.
But if you're just, like, if you have the Angels and they're batting, like, only good things can come out of this, right? Now, obviously, bases loaded, no outs, and they get no runs. That sucks. But it doesn't suck as much as, like, the other team batting when they can, like, that's the frame where they can overtake you and make your dub a loss.
Okay, my bad. Tapera did give up the homer to Naylor. So he gives up the homer to Naylor, 3-run go-ahead home run, fucking angel killer Josh Naylor. And then Jimenez again.
That was just an extra.
Another home run. So, yeah. Cleveland scored 5 in the
just insane. Never happens. 6 in the eighth, actually.
6 in the 8th.
Look at the box score, though, you know?
Look at math.
Yeah, that's insane. Then that never happens. Like, you could bet 5 runs in the 8th, like, I don't know, every night from now till, like, All-Star break, and you'll probably be, like, 2 and 479 or however many innings there is.
Yeah, ironically, the over-under for that game was 8, so.
They scored 8 in the
8th. Start of that inning.
They scored 8 in the 8th.
Yeah, start of that inning, it was at 8.
That's like some magic number shit, 888.
Yeah, that was lost definitely
8
the one
to 6, and there was a total of 8 runs in the 8th.
Yeah, I just don't know how you justify keeping him on the roster at that point.
Yeah, that one's like you don't even like. I mean, there's times where we feel bad for guys. This one, like, I still kind of feel bad. A guy's losing his job, and he was always cool to me when we would talk to him.
Remember his wife went crazy on Twitter last year?
Yeah, nuts. We should probably check her shit right now. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's just kind of like a guy who, like, just doesn't pay his car note, and then his car gets repoed, and you're like, well, like, what did you think was.
What did you think was
going to happen? What was, like, the next logical step? Like, I'm sorry. I want you to pay that payment. Like, I want you to be better, but, I mean, he just wasn't getting it done.
It sucks because he was one of those guys that we were super excited about, too. I think it was, like, him, Archie Bradley, and Aaron Loop, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, because Tapera.
I was big on Bradley
good for
shoe
the Cubs.
Game.
I know. Then he jumped over and broke his fucking wrist.
Tapera was. Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that.
Tapera was nice with the Cubs.
I thought he was with the Rockies. Or was he with both?
That was Estevez. Tapera was nasty with the Cubs, and then he comes in and just.
That name was like a meme also. Like, people were. That's what confuses me, too, is, like, I couldn't tell if people were seriously excited that he was coming or seriously bummed out that he was coming.
Tapera?
Yeah. Because it's kind of like one of those names. It's kind of like, I guess, I don't know, like, fucking. So, I don't know, like, Mad Bum almost.
Well, like, in that.
Maybe not like that. That's a little extreme.
In that COVID season, he had this, like, absurd cutter. That was like, you know, whiff percentage is like one of those stats where, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it had like a 62% whiff percentage. So like out of every 10 times he throws it, they swing and miss 6 times. I don't know. It would have been great for him to work out, obviously, but most guys that did well elsewhere and come here and pitch in our bullpen don't work out. So I'm actually not that surprised. It just sucks.
Yeah,
dude.
You know what? You're right. Actually, all the relievers we get, except like Rysel and Estevez and Moore now, I guess, it usually.
Moore, yeah, Moore.
I don't know how they just can't figure that position out, bro.
Moore's a G.
Middle reliever, like fucking, or inning eater, whatever the fuck you need to get, like get him. I just don't know how you can constantly. Is there another team that just constantly whiffs on the position? Like the Giants and receivers, I guess. Like, I don't, I really don't know.
Kenny Golladay?
How long has this been a need for us? Like, how long has bullpen been, like, an issue? Not pitching, like, bullpen.
Bro, I mean, when did we start doing this podcast? 2020?
Yeah, COVID.
Or not this one, but, you know, we started doing a podcast. And since then, maybe even before, it was called the Blowpen.
It's been 3 years minimum.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know the need you have to address every year, and they just, I mean, I don't know.
And then I get it, too. Like, fuck, like, but, like, you would get it, like, let's say we had the same GM we had when we started.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, maybe that's just his weak spot. He just doesn't know how to scout bullpen, whatever. Dude, it's a different guy. Like, bro, like, we have, like, you buy a house, and it's like, nope, still don't have a pool. And then you buy it and remodel the porch, and it's like, we still need a pool. Like, what are you doing? So, I don't know. Like, I mean, I feel kind of shitty, but, like, damn, like, that's cost us. I mean, did we count last time how many games, like, we had leads in and then blew? Like, that's cost us 10 games so far?
Oh, at least, at minimum, yeah.
So, well, maybe 10's a lot. That's 25% of the season so far. Maybe, like, let's say, like, 6.
Bro, right now?
We're 22 and 21, so that's 43 games in. 10 games is 25%, and half the losses, I don't think, like, you're talking we'd be, like, Ray on pace for, like, Tampa Bay Rays shit.
If it wasn't for our bullpen, we would.
I don't know if you could say that if we're losing so much.
2 games in Boston off rip, 2 games in Cleveland. That's already 4 losses that we should have won.
Okay. And then
our relief pitching is super sus. Don't get me wrong. None of this should go.
That's baseball. Like, I get what you're saying, though.
None of it should go overlooked, though, at how poorly the defense has played behind these pitchers.
That's also an issue.
So, like, that can't get.
Yeah.
That can't get swept under the rug by any means.
Well, I don't know if it's – defense has been okay lately.
But they're
– like, Boston, it was an issue for sure. But that was, like – I don't even know what excuse I can come up for Rendon right now. Like, that was basically only 10 games into the season. Like,
still, it was on Apple TV. So.
Still cobwebs, like, you got to shake off. You know
Friday
what I mean?
Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV.
Exactly. Like, you can't blame them for that. I think defense has been okay. I will tell you this, though. When a guy's running from second to home on other teams, like, let's say I'm watching, like, Padres, whatever, Royals, whoever the fuck's rounding second, and then someone from the Padres just snipes home.
Yeah.
And throws him out. Like, I feel like the Angels don't have anybody like that.
Only one is Renfro.
Like, Renfro, yeah. He's a goonie. He's newer, which we've only seen it, like, a little bit. But there's a lot of times where, like, there's a guy on second, they hit a single, and then I'm like, yeah, he's scoring. Because unless it's Renfro and unless it's, like, the hardest hit ball to him, yeah. But, like, I feel like, I don't know, I haven't seen Trout throw somebody out in a while. I haven't seen Ward do it in a while.
Our team fielding percentage is tied for second to last.
So that's, like, infield?
Or just everything? Defensively, as a whole.
Well, I mean, I guess because, yeah, outfield. I don't think outfield you get as many, so I get it's basically infield then, right?
No, outfield, I've seen our outfielders make errors.
Not like, but like.
Renfro fucking around in the corner?
Those are tough, like. And
I'm just saying.
That's why I leave them to the scorers, because, like, there's some where they're, like, they dive, and they, like, Moniak had one that was, like, diving, and, like, he missed.
The
it.
Diving
like, not
ones, or
that.
The ones where they, like, lose it in the sun, those aren't counted as errors. Like, so I don't know.
Losing it in the sun is not counting as an error?
No, like, remember.
I don't know how else you can classify that.
Do you remember against the A's?
An error.
Last homestand, or the homestand before this last one against the A's, Ruiz misplayed a ball in center and just, like, ran up, and I think it was Drury that hit it, and he just ended up on third, and, like, they gave him a triple. So, like.
That's so weird, bro.
I know how, like, they classify it differently, but, yeah, it's pretty crazy, dude. I'm not gonna lie. Like. It doesn't seem like it's that significant.
They're just bullshitting.
Like, think about Rendon. Rendon had, what, 8 errors last time we talked? 7?
He was up there.
He was, like, second in the league in errors.
He was up there. But he's on the IL now, so he can't.
Yeah, he's
can't
cooked,
do that.
With all due respect. So are we just, at this point, we're just expecting that, like, out for the season?
No. Nah, I can't even get into that yet. There's no way. I'm not going to allow you to get me there, but.
I'm asking you.
It's on the horizon. Like, it's not that far. Like, you know, like, there is a very good possibility. You need your guy to get a hat trick. He has 2 goals.
Can I put something into perspective for you right now?
Yeah.
The Oakland A's, historically worst team in baseball, on pace for most losses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Historically bad. Their team fielding percentage is .980.
Okay.
The Angels team fielding percentage is .981.
Who's the A's are last?
The A's are the worst.
And who's the best? Like, it's 1,000 or what?
The best is the Padres, .993.
All right. What are we, .981?
Bro, that's a pretty big.
Not really, bro. Like, I mean, it is, but it isn't. But I'm not saying the Angels are fucking.
So out of
all team defense,
out of 100.
I mean, it was my point that I was saying that. Their defense is not that good. Like,
no, that's what I said.
No, that's what I was saying. That if you hit a single and you're on second, like, you're scoring a majority of the time.
So out of 100 routine, maybe let's not say routine plays. Out of 100 plays they should make.
Like, do you ever watch a game?
They're fumbling 19 of them. That's pretty fucking bad.
Out of every what?
So out of, like, every 100 plays.
Uh-huh.
They're fumbling.
Okay, as to where the Padres are only fumbling 7.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. But. I mean, this is my point. You're just hijacking my point. Have you ever watched a game? There's a guy on second, and whoever hits a single, and you're like, fuck, I don't know. Like, you have a doubt in your mind that, like, fuck, he might not score, right? And let's take away, it's not fucking Billy Hamilton. It's not fucking Ricky Henderson. It's fucking Christian Vasquez at second.
Oh, heavy duty.
And they just hit a single, and you're like, yeah. Fuck, I don't. Like, he should score, right? Let's say, like, 75% he should score. But that little doubt in your mind, 25%, like, they might smoke him at the plate. The Angels, for me, if they're playing defense, there's a guy in second. Again,
scoring no matter what.
Again, not fucking Mateo or fucking
Cedric Mullins.
Ced Mullins. Like, it could be fucking, I mean, and obviously not Vogelback. You're not fucking running on us, fat boy.
William Adames.
Christian Yelich. He's scoring.
That's weird that we both went Brewers.
Yeah, that is weird. but, yeah, Christian Yelich, like, if he's on second, they hit a single. And I'm talking, like, just an everyday single, not, like, in the gap
down the line
or someone, a shortstop dives and misses it. Just a single, in the vicinity, like rolling to the left fielder or right fielder or Trout, right up the middle, I think they're scoring.
I think so too. And
or it's not even that I think they're scoring. I just have zero. Like if I had $1 million on Yelich to score on this single against the Angels, like I would take it every time.
And it's, I think, see, that's another point that should be highlighted. Like our base running is dog shit too.
I haven't seen a bad example of that, really.
The you have only an example? Good example I can think of is Nevin sending, so on the Friday game where we came back and beat Cleveland in the ninth, Nevin pinch ran Phillips for Rendon, I believe. No, pinch ran Phillips for...
You got to figure this shit out, bro.
Renfro. Basically, pinch ran Phillips, right? And then, no, he pinch ran Phillips. Renfro hits into a fielder's choice, but he sent Phillips on the play. That allowed Trout to score, and Phillips broke up the... Or essentially, like, the guy didn't go to second because Phillips was already almost there. So then they came home to try to get Trout, and it was, like, a shitty throw. So that's, like, the only good thing I can say about the base running that all season. Like, every other... Think about, okay, if there's a guy on second base with one out or less, let's say, how comfortable are you that he's scoring?
For the Angels?
Yes. You're not, right?
He is an Angel?
Yes. For like, we're watching the Angels on offense.
Joe Adell's on second base.
Any players on
second base. And there's one out.
Yes. Do you think that guy is scoring?
I mean, I don't need... I'm not. That's not even just Angels. That's like...
I think other teams...
But that's like half the team that I think doesn't score.
I know that. I'm Braves, saying, yes. I'm saying like, as the Angels team that we watch this fucking ball club, do we think that the guy on second is scoring with one out or less?
I mean, I'm not super confident. I'm probably at like 35% with him.
And you should expect like you're going to manufacture that guy.
I mean, 35 is basically 350 batting average.
Yeah, but it's also fucking the difference between an A and a D. So like.
I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, okay, it's fucking Ward at second and Ohtani's going to come up like, yeah, I feel a little better. But for the most part, you know, back to defense real quick. I don't know why the fuck you started talking about base running. Give us a fuck. We can't even.
Because that goes hand in hand.
Bro, we can't even get guys on base. Unbelievable. Right now, like, who do you think so far, who comes to mind when I say, like, best Angels defender? Like,
Zach Neto.
So far. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I have a different guy, but do I know ball if I say this?
Gio Urshela.
Yeah.
He's all right. He's.
I think he's been the best.
I think
he's. And he's been the most valuable, and he's been the most like flexible and
is,
like.
Yeah, his value.
Utility.
Is stretched more because of how much he can do.
I mean, I fuck with him. I think he. Me too. I think he by far has been the most like helpful, aside from maybe pleasant the catcher surprise. Position, right? Like
pleasant surprise.
Like, yeah. I don't. I'm not going to. Because I think Ohapi probably was the best defensively if he was still playing. But like catcher position aside, because that's a totally different. Position.
Ohapi was the best. I mean, he just couldn't fucking throw a runner out to save his life, but it also was like his first 30 games in the league.
Dude, he was just so good. And he, yeah, like I said, only 25 games in. I don't know. I think Urshela has like earned that like defensive, like, you know, in Madden, you'll get little awards and badges and shit.
Yeah.
Like he gets like defensive fucking wizard or whatever. Not, he's not really a wizard either. He's just more like, he's just the most fucking consistent average major leaguer.
Urshela is like our modern day Sean Figgins. Play third base.
Joni.
And have a great day at third and then get a couple hits. And the next day, he's like going to play first base for you. And
yes.
Then, and
yes.
Then like that, on Wednesday, he's going to play right field.
That low-key might be a great comparison. But, yeah, the fact that he could do that and just play third. And now I guess we're kind of seeing it with, like, Rendon being out. We're going to see who fills that.
It's going to be – Gio's going to be the everyday guy at third, I think.
I'm looking right now. Yeah, so he was third base today.
Yeah, so he's going to be everyday at third. Obviously, Neto's shortstop of the future.
And I'm kind of, like, cool with that.
I think LeVon might.
Like, I think we're seeing that now where we're kind of, I think we're going to see that going into this stretch of games that, like, not being able to move Gio around, like, having him locked at third is going to handcuff the defense a little bit. So, well, if you're interested in overs, probably start hitting those.
Like, LeVon is going to come in, and on the days that Urshela doesn't play third, it'll probably be Renjifo at third, and then LeVon will probably play second.
And then where's Urshela?
Urshela is either out or like play first.
I don't think he's going to have that many days off between now and, I guess, the 10-day when Rendon comes back, but we don't know what. I don't expect him, just to be clear, I don't expect Rendon to come back on the day his IL stint is over.
I was fucking shot, dude.
Okay, that's more of a like, okay, if he comes back, great. But then here's what sucks, too, is like if he comes back, when's his date, like the 24th or whatever? Yeah. So if he comes back against Boston, okay, so that's a Wednesday date. That's a Wednesday night game. He's not playing that. He'll play Friday night.
It's retroactive to the 14th, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he'll get an extra. So he'll be good the 24th against Boston. Thursday's a day off, and then Friday's a home game. So, oh, they're all home games. So he'll just be home from this Friday till next Friday, an entire week off, just training, rehabbing.
Dude, how about we're both wrong?
What?
I'm looking at Baseball Reference. Urshela 985 fielding percentage, Neto 981.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant like fucking vibes. Drury, you don't have to get numbers for
Brandon
fucking Drury,
995.
No,
elite.
Whatever. So Rendon's going to come back. If he plays, like even if he plays Friday, May 26th against the Marlins, everyone's going to be like, oh, fuck, I hope he doesn't re-aggravate his injury.
Yeah.
Right? Because like coming back too early can really fuck you. Yeah. And I think he's had a groin before. And it's just almost kind of like you're watching Scream. Like, you know what's going to happen. People are going to get slashed up.
Cindy's going to get fucking clapped.
She's going to get slashed. And you're almost just like every time you watch it, you're like, no, 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 no. Like, please, no, no, no. Like, don't do this. Don't do this right now. And it's
like the TikTok of that kid. Wait, this is how it ends?
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I can. It's a slippery slope, obviously, because the next thing you know, it's fucking July, and we're calling up fucking who was it the last couple of years? Like Keon Wong or something, or fucking like we're calling up fucking the kid who Ryan Aguilar who fucking came in from
Matt Duffy
from like Anaheim. Like it pretty soon, like if this shit keeps going the way it's going, like that's where we're gonna be. And I think everyone's seen the stat that we're like I don't know our record against teams above 500 and then teams below 500. Like it's just. Like, we're, like, 9 and...
I had it right here.
What is it?
Oh, fuck.
Great.
No, I had it.
Great.
And I fucking looked something up.
Spell fucking for me right now.
Just to piggyback on yours, he did have a left groin injury in April of 2021. Antonio Rendon.
Okay. We've said that?
I'm agreeing with you.
I mean, I said it. I know.
You said, I think...
Okay. He's dealt with a groin injury before. I think, you know, that's not the biggest underdog bet, guess-wise.
But, I mean, what do we, like, fuck.
What are you looking up right now? Just look up the stat.
Yeah, I am.
Today?
I'm on fucking Twitter, dude. I'm trying to find it on Twitter.
I'm prepared, brother.
Okay, I didn't know you were going to fucking ask about some bullshit like that. We know about the teams with the fucking
what
losing
the fuck?
So May 10th, and we can do some math right now, but May 10th, it was above 500, we were 6-13. It's only gotten worse.
I mean, brother, how the fuck am I supposed to do math? Like
below 500 was 14-5. So then that below 500 is now 15-7.
Is Cleveland below 500?
Cleveland was below 500, yeah.
Okay, so 15-7.
15-7 against teams below 500.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think let's say –
Baltimore's above 500,
yeah,
so then 1-1.
Let's say 9-18.
No, it is 1-1. So let's not say like we're guessing. It is 1-1.
Oh, so we didn't play Houston?
You said May 10th.
I know we lost May 9th and 10th and 11th. Oh, we won May 9th.
That's
we lost 11th.
This is a byproduct of you not having all your stats.
That's not a stat to just have.
I mean, it is because you was talking about it and you're like, oh, I have it right here.
I said I had it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fucking 6 days ago after we played 10 games. All right. It's just not good. 9-18 or whatever, and then 15-4 or like against teams under 500. Like, that's just like pity merchant ball. Like, we're merchants of bad teams. Bad team merchant. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Yeah, pathetic team merchants. Like, but that's fine though, because like in baseball, there's 30 teams. 20 of them are ass. We just have to be in the top 10. So it's like separate yourself from the 20 because we play every team now. So we're going to play 20 ass teams or maybe 19 if we're an ass team. But like that's good. Like, I don't care. I like that stat. I like the one that, like, under teams under 500, because there's going to be, statistically speaking, there's going to be more teams under 500.
Yeah, but also, I mean, like, if you meddle your way around the middle, like, you're just going to bank on something to fall your way towards the end. Like, I don't.
Well, I think we have to get back to our goal, right? Like, we, it's already kind of like May. It's May, and we've already kind of strayed off, like, I know World Series is a goal. You want me to do that rah-rah World Series? Da, da, da. Like, I think our goal is prove that they have a, you know, they have, well, I don't even know how much you can prove without really winning anymore. Like, I think the Angels' credit has run up. Like, you can't just say, like, oh, prove to us that you could be a good team. And they're not proving it to us. This is like a Ohtani interview, basically. But it's basically get past the wild card round. And so just make the playoffs. Is
so right now there's 14 teams above 500, two teams at 500, and then what's that? 14 teams under 500.
14 to 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, like you said, literally out of those 30 teams, 14 are ass.
Yeah. They just got to remember the goal. Like, the goal is just to make the playoffs, like, by any means. And, but then it's kind of like a skewed goal, too, because it's like make the playoffs and then Ohtani leaves, or like make the playoffs and then he stays. Like, no one knows. So
people have been losing their fucking mind about Ohtani, right? Obviously, in a perfect world, he stays, whatever. The contract is going to be what it is. But, like,
is that a perfect world, though? Like,
well, I'm saying,
like, are you going to want the, do we want the Angels to give him fucking a 29-year-old another 10-year deal?
I just don't. Unfortunately, I can't trust the Angels devil's advocate to develop whatever we get in return.
Yeah, I saw that one too. Since we're playing the Orioles, like, they did the Manny trade.
Yeah.
So 5-1, and like the guy pitching today was like the only thing left from that trade, which doesn't seem that long ago.
Dean Kramer?
Yeah, he was the last piece from the Manny trade. So
again, did they get Adley with like one of those picks, or they were just shitty?
I don't know. That was 1-1, so I'm guessing a combination of, yeah, you can't trade picks. So, yeah, it's because they're ass. Sorry, RDT.
You can't trade picks in baseball?
No.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, you think the Angels would have, like, somebody would have moved up to get someone?
Wait, anyway. I don't even.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, none of these guys even fucking.
What are you talking about, bro?
None of these guys even sound like everyday guys.
Nobody knows what you're looking at or pitcher, who you're talking about.
The guys in the deal with Machado. That pitcher today.
This is a product of you being unprepared.
The pitcher today is the only fucking guy that's in the major leagues or that matters.
Yeah, I mean, no one knows who the other four are.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, read them off so everyone knows.
Okay, use Nel Diaz.
Nope, never heard of him.
Yeah, Dean Kramer pitched against us today. Rylan Bannon, Breivik Valera, and Zach Pop. I do remember Zach Pop.
I remember Rylan Bannon, kind of. Well, Zach Pop, what team is he on? He's not even there no more.
Zach Pop.
We just played him. Like, he's on like the fucking Royals or something.
He's on the Blue Jays.
Oh, close enough. Yeah, so I mean, I don't even want to get into that, because like every episode could just be like, what could we get for Shohei? Is he staying? Is he leaving? What's gonna make him stay? Like, I don't know. I've almost kind of turned my brain off of it, and like I don't even clap when he hits home runs anymore. It's just like, all right, thanks, dude. You're gonna rip my heart out in fucking 2 months.
So what do you, if we're 500 at the deadline, he's
you know
gone.
What? It really is a lose-lose.
I know it is.
Insanely lose-lose. Like, I don't know how we come out on top unless we just fleece some team for major league-ready people. And, like, I don't even want to say cash because, like, I don't even get to see it. So it's like, what the fuck do I want Moreno to have cash for? But if we get a bunch of, like, major league guys and – but I don't know a team that would do that. Who's going to blow up their major league system for a guy that's going to help them get – you know, it's a lose-lose. We're going to be miserable that day, and I mean, can't wait.
Who's to say that teams are even going to want to use him the way we use him?
Oh, I think he's earned that right.
But I mean,
like, if you're trading for him or going for him, like, that's like a stipulation in the deal. Like, that's already I'm the Dodgers and you think I'm going to go for him and not let him pitch and hit, like, he's not going to come here.
And yeah, I know he can DH in the NL now, but I don't know. I'm just like, Like, the Angels, I think one of the reasons what drew him here was that he was going to have no real, like, restrictions, right?
Yeah, but, like, now I think he's, like, proven that he could just do both, and people are going to just kind of get out of his way.
Hey, can he do both?
I mean, he can. Like,
lately he's been rough.
I mean, he does it better than half the league. Like,
been rough which, lately, dog.
Like, you have an above-average guy on both sides, and you combine them, just makes him an elite, like, person. Which this year he's playing almost better than he was last year.
He's hitting better. I'll say that.
Yeah, but he's still like our top pitcher, as bad as he is on the mound lately.
He's our top pitcher, but that's not like he's not up there with Verlander and Cinder. I mean,
some people still might take him. I think some people still overlook like the bad couple starts or the bad like.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not writing him off by any means.
I mean, he was 4-0 until
Houston came to town.
Yeah,
like, but I'm saying that's not that he's great. Given up like three or more earned runs in his last four straight starts, which is not very Ohtani-esque.
Yeah, but now you're just wanting the guy to be perfect.
No, I'm not. I'm saying, okay, you just because you're good at hitting too doesn't mean we aren't still relying on you to be the ace. If you're the ace, you have to be the fucking ace. Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad you hit a 3-run home run for yourself to, like, drive in runs for yourself, but you also have to, I mean,
if you're the ace. Yeah, but the point is, like, you like if you're getting Ohtani, he's doing whatever he wants, hitting or pitching-wise. Look, a team might go for him, and then he's like, I only want to hit. I don't want to pitch no more. Like, what if he does that?
Well, because, like you said, he's going to be his 29th season.
Because remember, they did that for him, like, I think his first or second year where he, I mean, obviously he was hurt, but he's like, I'm still going to hit. So there could come a point where he just gets fatigued or he just gets, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. And I just got a nightmare scenario popped in my head, like, where he doesn't get traded. He's on the team late in the year, and then he just shuts down pitching and only hits, like, for the Angels and then leaves in the offseason.
I think that's his trajectory for later in his career. Obviously, I'm hoping he doesn't do that with the Angels. But, like, I think later in his career, he's going to get to a point where he's like, hey, I'm not going to pitch anymore. I'm just going to hit. And, like, now.
Or vice versa, right? But we assume it's going to be hitting.
I think
that stays.
Yeah, I think giving up pitching and only hitting is more likely than the opposite scenario.
Bro's going to have so much free time. He's going to be like, what do I do? Like,
he's going to be, him and Ipe are just going to be like filming commercials or something.
It's insane. Like, I mean, the pitchers obviously get their mat early, and the hitters, I guess they do some BP, and he has to do both. So the second he drops that one, he's going to be like, damn, like, I have so much free time to just chill or pick up trash or whatever.
Pick up trash.
Yeah, so I mean, I think he's gone. Like, I don't know. I think he's gone, and I think wherever he goes, he's going to be able to pitch and hit. I think now, like I said, I like the Angels more than I like him. So I guess we just wait on the return. I'm just going to tell you right now, that day is going to suck.
Did we talk about? Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago, I think. We talked about the Juan Soto deal.
Yeah, like, I mean, who Nationals fans are like, I don't know if they're happy what they got or, like, I don't know. Like, who won that?
I mean, Soto has not been Soto for the Padres. I mean, he still walks a shitload, I think.
And it's also, like, the Nationals were going to re-sign him. He just didn't want to stay there. So it's like, all right, well, if you don't want to stay here, then, like, we'll get what we can. And then
I think that's what it's really going to come down to, bro, if Ohtani even wants to stay.
I don't know. Why wouldn't he have made that clear by now? What's his bluff to be like, oh, I'm not staying unless we win? And then it's like, you're not going to get my answer until you win 90 games. Like, what does that mean?
Have you noticed that the broadcast shows,
like, bro, help us win.
Whenever, like, something big happens, the broadcast always pans to him, like, to get his reaction. Mm. Like, if we tie it in the ninth or something, it's immediately, like, him cheering in the dugout. They're trying to pump up the crowd and shit. Like,
now that you say that,
see, like, he wants to be here.
Now that you say that, I do notice it. They pan to him, like, when something bad happens.
Just to get his fucking reaction.
Like, that's actually kind of funny. We've had a bunch of Trout moments like that too. Like, of him just like,
Oh, dude, remember in Texas
when they walked Seager, bases loaded,
and then he's just like, God damn it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, those reactions, those are the worst because those go viral. But I don't know. Like, I'm Ohtani'd out right now. Like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Stay, leave, go, hit the cycle. I'm kind of like, I don't know, numb to it now. Do it, stay, leave, go. I don't make your choice up already. Like, I'm getting anxious. I need to know, like, what we're doing here. So,
I mean, I think it sucks because it's literally going to come down to the wire. Like, Like, we're going to have to, you know, in like in the NFL, like this year, towards the end, it became pretty clear Bryce Young was going to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
But like, when there's no clear number one, like, remember the weeks leading up when it's like, damn, it could be Bryce. It could be CJ. Fuck, it could be Richardson. Like, and there was no clear distinction. That's what's going to happen with Shohei. It's going to be like, fuck it. No, he might stay. No, actually, the Dodgers are going to come in and swoop. Like, oh, no, and then you're going to hear all the smoke, or you're going to see all the smoke and, like, people saying, oh, he got an offer here, he got an offer there. And it is going to be a fucking headache, especially for us, like, fans of the
game. It's going to be a shitty day. Like, it's almost like, okay, hey, guys, on this day, hey, Carl, on August 1st, meet me at this location. Like, I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
No, thank you.
No, you have no.
No, I'm going
to
stay
home. No, you have to go, dude.
What's my alternative?
I give you $1 million, but you don't know which one you get.
Can I just have the million? You show up for the million and get kicked.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we're doing, is we're showing up to keep the best. But, and think about his legacy. Like, regardless, win, lose, he's still one of the greatest players of this, like, decade or millennia. I don't know, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He's a guy that hits and pitches at an elite level. I
mean, ever.
I didn't want to say ever, but like.
But I mean, he just passed Babe Ruth strikeouts. Like,
he's one of the craziest players ever. I'll say that. He's one of the most unique players ever. And like, I forgot what I was even going to say, but like, fuck. It's crazy. He's gone.
So you're fully prepared for him to be out of here.
I'm kind of. If I'm trying to keep him around, I'm showing him like Derek Jeter film or fucking like Cal Ripken film of like, hey, look at these guys stayed in one place their whole career, like legacy.
Yeah, but he can say Derek Jeter by my age had already won 2 World Series.
I mean, yeah, that too. So that makes me, I mean, I'm leaning gone, but I mean, I don't know. Like maybe he sees it as another challenge. Like, I'm going to be the one to get the Angels over the hump. Like, hey, by all means, get that challenge going in your head.
So I posted a tweet that I was like, wow, I could not sound any more like a boomer. I posted a tweet. I tweeted something that I heard on the broadcast. They were chanting overrated to Trout and Ohtani in Baltimore.
I mean, they kind of do that to everybody.
I don't watch Baltimore games. But
okay. No, I didn't mean Baltimore fans. I mean, like, every sporting event ever.
Okay, but
the history of man, the Gladiators were chanting overrated.
Yeah, that's because they literally could die. But Ohtani goes up there. He's clearly not overrated. I mean, I think he's fucking properly rated. I mean, Mike Trout is not overrated. He's, like, historically the greatest player of all time. I mean, can't hit a fastball anymore, but you know what I'm saying.
That's just insane.
And then, like, you have, like, someone on Twitter was like, well, they're right. Like, he's overrated. He can't carry a team to the promised land. It's like, dude, no one player in baseball. Like, the Orioles, there was a stat where it's like, since Adley Rutschman got called up, the Orioles are like 93 and 60 something or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. 93 and like 68 in the 162. And I mean, yeah, I know one guy can make a big difference, but like, how, with all these other problems we've talked about, the bullpen, the defense, the base running, like every single thing you can think of, how do you expect Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani, like, what do you want them to really do? They get 4 at-bats a game if they're lucky. I mean, Ohtani pitches once every 7 days. Like, even if Ohtani goes out and throws a no-hitter every day, pitches once every sixth game, right? So, like, Matt, what's that? Like, 30? That would be, like, less than 30 times. So that's, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else you can really expect of them. And then you're going to say, well, Mike Trout got paid. He doesn't care. Like, he's building a golf course. Bro, they fucking care. Like, they want to win.
Yeah, I don't know. It's almost like we're trying to find the fucking legends of the Hidden Temple. Like, how the fuck do you win at baseball? Like, I don't know. It's almost kind of like, I mean, if you're been paying attention to hockey, like, there's a stat that no player ever making more than $10 million a year has ever gotten to the conference final.
In what? In what sport?
In hockey.
No player ever making...
$10 million is like a lot
in hockey
to them. Yeah,
it's, I like, mean, it's a lot in real life, but
I mean, well, it's not the baseball players, but in sports, in hockey, like McDavid gets like, I think 12 or 13, 14. I don't know, it's in the teens, no more than 15. But no player making more than $10 million per year has made it past the conference finals. Which what so does that say?
Is that like a knock on front offices that pay overpay for guys?
No, that means like you just one guy can't do it all.
Yeah.
Two guys can't do it all. And you look at these teams that like obviously Tampa Bay is good. I couldn't name one guy making $10 million over there. I don't know.
On Tampa Bay, I mean the highest paid player who's at like Glass now, and he's not even fucking.
I don't
playing.
Even know. I don't even want to play it. I mean, Jose Siri probably making like $75 an hour. But then in baseball, yeah, it is different because you do see teams buy their way into championships. Like you know, Texas is big payroll, and they're playing pretty well right now. But I think for a lot of the teams, like you do, kind of have to moneyball it, and.
Bro,
like I don't know, like I don't even want to say that, like because the Angels, I don't want the Angels to moneyball it, like fuck that, like we have Trout, he's one of the best players, he deserves all that money, but you gotta like wonder, like I have this sick dream, the Angels never make the playoffs with him, and then like the year he stops playing, the very next year they make it, like doesn't that just sound so fucking Angels, like
yeah,
isn't that just like a cruel fucking like ending to like horror movie, it's like. Yeah. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then, kind of like Bryce Harper, like, you leave Washington, the next year they win it. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I put so much time and effort into this. Like, how the fuck how is this even possible? But, I don't know. Maybe, you know, having two guys that make $70 million, like, that's probably not.
The Rays have one player that makes over $10 million a year.
What's their total? Like, their total is, like, $75 million or something.
The total doesn't really 74.65, so $75 million basically.
That's fucking Trout, Rendon, and Fletcher.
And Fletcher's starting shortstop for the Salt Lake.
That's fucking three guys in the Tampa Bay Rays take up that with an entire roster.
And
which
it's not
is
even
insane.
Anyone. It would be your fifth guess of the guys that you would think of to make the 11.
Yeah, so it's not Franco. He's making $1 million a year for 37 years, and then fuck, I mean, like I couldn't even name three Rays, like fucking Josh Lau, maybe, like I don't fucking know who is it.
No, that's that guy's on the Rangers, dude. You don't know ball.
Wait, his brother,
that's Brandon.
Brandon Lau, whatever.
Brandon makes 5.25.
Who's the guy making 10?
Zach Eflin makes 11.
Okay. He's a starter, right?
That would have been your seventh guess.
I would have never guessed him, honestly. I would have never guessed him.
Next is Manuel Margot makes $7 million. Yandy makes 6. And then...
I mean, what are we talking about here, bro? Randy, what does Randy make? 4?
4.1.
Insane.
Wander makes 2.
And look at the production they're getting out of a guy who they're paying $4 million.
Isaac Paredes was fucking cooking, right?
I don't think so.
He... Jose Siri... 731,000.
I mean, that's just, I would take him right now, and he'd be what, our fourth outfielder?
With all due respect, fifth? Mickey, I love you. You've done great the last week. Jose Siri would start over Mickey Moniak.
Damn, that's a good fucking, like, that's a good, like, poll to put out. Like, Mickey Moniak, Jose Siri, who would you rather have? How old is he?
How old is Jose Siri?
26.
27.
He was on the Astros recently, too. Like, that's how I remember him. And, like, fuck, I didn't think he was that. I just don't know, like, why can the Angels get guys like that? How does he go straight to the Rays? And don't get me wrong, like, yeah, probably if he comes to the Angels, he's probably going to be ass. But you get my point.
So, oh, my God. Jose Siri signed a one-year, $731,000 contract with the Rays.
Because we couldn't offer him a mil? Giving David Fletcher 5, we can't offer him a mil? Like, come on. I don't know. But, I mean, yeah, I guess this is why we're not GMs, honestly. So, let's look forward to the week ahead. Friday, we got we have like a 9-game homestand. 3-3-3, yep, against Minnesota, Boston, Miami. Three very winnable series. Minnesota's not doing that hot. Miami's just not that good, I think. And then Boston's like kind of the one where we toss it up and hopefully get some games back that we left in Boston. What have been your vibes in Baltimore so far? Like how, kind of like everything as expected. I think we obviously want to win one of the next two. And I forgot what I said, what would make me happy leaving Cleveland and Baltimore. I think it was 5-2.
Five and two, I
think.
7 games, so yeah, 5-2.
Yeah, so that's out of the water.
We were saying we need 6-1.
We're 2-3. You know, if everything goes right, we're probably 3-2. We take that Cleveland game back, but that's, you know, that kind of scared me, man. That reminded me, that Cleveland game really reminded me of
Philly.
Of like, and that, I think that was like our sixth loss in a row. So then every couple losses in a row, I think the fans are like, all right, are we doing this again? Are we doing 14 games again? Like, I don't know if I can kind of get ready. And, yeah, the Angels are like a scarred bunch, I think. Like, we're definitely like, you know, you raise your hand to go pet your dog and they flinch kind of thing, you know?
I mean, do you blame them?
No, I don't know. I don't. I'm just saying, like, this. I wonder, like, what other fans are thinking that. Because you see the tweets, like, in-game and you're like, you know, I don't, like, this guy's being, you're like, you're being a little dramatic.
I'm done with this team. They're pathetic.
Yeah, like you're being a little dramatic, but I kind of get you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, oh, I'm not going to Angel. I'm not giving Artie a dollar until this, and this. It's like, all right, you're a little extreme, but I get it. Like,
all right, man.
Yeah. Okay. See you there Saturday.
What three did you say again after Baltimore? You said Minnesota,
Boston, Miami, all at home. You know, all fairly. You know, we have a. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Two of them over 500. Miami is at 500.
Who's over 500? Oh, shit. Minnesota's over?
Minnesota's leading their division, but it's the worst division in baseball.
How many games up are they? Like, what are they, 19 and?
Minnesota's 23-19.
Okay,
so,
not
I mean,
much.
We would be in, like, very close second place in that division right now.
Yeah.
But every.
Well, they're not that good. They had a good game with the Dodgers. Earlier this week, they went to extras, but I mean, we should beat them.
Yeah. And then, Miami, right at 500. They're one of those weird teams where it's like,
they kind
of
fell off.
Yeah. They fucking tripped me out. That whole division is so weird though. Like obviously Atlanta's the runaway favorite to win it, but even they're not playing that great. And then you have Miami, Philly is 20-21. The New York Mets are a fucking wasteland, 20-23.
Dude, the Mets are insane.
And then the Nats are
18. The Mets, like, do you feel bad? Like,
no, because of KFC.
I mean, I don't care about that, but like,
never
think lies. Think of like the true fans, right? Because they got Cohen and they got fucking, you know, they got Cohen and you know, Scherzer, DeGrom, all this, like, or not DeGrom, fucking. Verlander, Scherzer, all this, and then their owner spending, and they're saying they're getting ready to get Ohtani. They're getting ready to like take another step.
Well, they got Correa, didn't they? And then
they didn't.
Failed his physical,
and then they lose Diaz, and then now they're like they can't beat nobody. They were like
Francisco Lindor forgot how to play baseball. I think,
dude, I don't even know if I forgot he fucking even existed. If I'm being honest, like that is like I haven't even thought about him in like he's in the fucking. Baseball 20 teens graveyard.
He's in the shadow realm, yeah.
Like, he's in a graveyard right now. I haven't thought of him playing baseball in, like, years.
The first headline on, like, if you go on MLB.com, you click on the Mets page, it's like, Justin Verlander's city debut goes awry. Verlander's first start as a Met. His debut at home.
Jesus Christ.
First start as a Met at Citi Field didn't go according to plan as he allowed 6 runs over 5 innings.
Yeah, that was nuts. I was looking at the lines. The Mets were like -200.
It was against the Rays, though.
Which is, also insane to get, you know, which is stupid. Probably should have taken the Rays, but, like, the Mets, man, they're just so bad. I don't know. I feel bad for them because, like, I kind of understand, like, what game – was it one of their games I was watching where I was like, hey, man, I totally understand. Like, the Angels have lost like that so many times. I get it, man. I know what you're feeling. I'm sorry. But, yeah, they have, you know, they're kind of like a, I don't want to say peek into the future, but, like, think of this team with no Trout, no Ohtani. Like, what
I
is...
I mean, they also have some fucking star power over there, though. Like, we can't act like
they're... I did kind of want to say, like, they're, like, Angels light. But I wasn't going to compare Pete to, like, Trout or, like,
okay,
they don't have an Ohtani.
Lindor like, was, like, the face at one point, right?
Or you want to do that? Let's do that. So they have Scherzer and Lindor combined them. That's Ohtani.
And then Verlander and fucking Pete Alonso.
Yeah, Verlander and Pete Alonso, that's Trout.
I mean, you have to... It comes a time where, like, the Angels can't just be... And this is going to sound pathetic. The Angels can't be the only laughing stock, dude.
Well, yeah, the Mets are really coming for that crown.
Like, they have...
The Mets are really coming for that crown.
What the fuck happened to Kodai Senga? Like, wasn't he supposed to be a demon?
I totally even forgot that guy. He put him with Lindor in the graveyard. I don't even... You're naming guys right now? I didn't even know existed. Like, I totally forgot that they existed.
Adam Ottavino, happy birthday, bitch. Fuck you.
Didn't even know it was on the Mets. Yeah, I keep looking over, and every day, Vegas just keeps making this team a favorite. And I just keep being like, well, yeah, that makes sense. They're the Mets. And then I look at their record, and I look at their... And every time I turn the TV on, they're losing.
Yeah, last... I think they're like 4-6. I mean, I'm not going to talk shit. We're 3-7 our last 10, but...
But, I mean, we're also not playing Washington, Cincinnati, Colorado, Detroit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which is fucking nuts.
I wouldn't say we've had, like, a gauntlet schedule, but it hasn't been easy.
We're, like, entering the gauntlet. Like, this, the Mets beat the... They took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers.
Yeah, but that's one of those games where, like, everybody gets up to play. You know, everyone gets up to play the Lakers at Staples.
And then split with San Fran, and then lost 2 out of 3 to Washington. A couple games in Atlanta got postponed. They lost the other two. Swept by Detroit.
That was bad.
I mean, that was insane.
Scherzer's return to Comerica gets fucking ragged.
Wow. Yeah, just overall craziness. And the Oakland A's and Diamondbacks are tied in the ninth. Crazy.
Arizona's quietly playing really good baseball. I mean, in a pretty...
Not right now.
A pretty good division.
Not right now.
I mean, they're 24-18. Like, who would have pegged that? Well,
they're tied 8-8.
In a division with...
In the middle of the ninth against the D-backs.
Hey, dude, we've lost...
Against the A's, I'm sorry.
We've lost 3 games to them.
Nobody said we were good.
Yeah, we did.
Like, I'm hoping we are.
We said we were good.
It's kind of more of a hope now, honestly, if I'm just being honest. It's kind of like, please.
So, okay.
Please.
What? So, All-Star break.
God damn it. We're doing this?
We're doing it already. What do you... 2 questions.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have to be at for you to feel comfortable about our potential playoff chances? And what do we have to be at for you to feel like
we're number wise?
We're going to keep Ohtani.
We got to be like single digits, second place in the division. Single digits games back. Probably not even like we can't even afford, like, it can't be 9. Or it can't be even be like 7. It's going to have to be 5.
What if we're, okay. What if
we're, like, I don't know. I don't want to say record. Like, I don't know, but.
And I was going to say, what if we're like 6 games above 500?
I think what more matters is like games back. Like, how many games out of the wild card are we? And I think that has to be.
Wild card, we.
We're 2.5. It has to be less than 5. To even have a chance.
Yeah, we're 2.5. I mean, 2.5 is still.
It's okay. You know, that's not bad. It's, I mean, like I said, we've been playing shitty. That's totally fine. But, like, to keep him, there's like, almost 2 levels.
See, but fuck,
it's like,
dude,
to keep him for this run, we're going to have to be what I... To keep him for this run, for 2023, the run, it's going to be 5 games back, 2nd place in the division. At least.
Bro, but
to keep him long-term, past this year's run, it's going to have to be 1st place in the division. I don't know how big of a lead, but I think if the Angels are like the favorite to win the division at the break,
it's just fucking demoralizing.
Yes, then he's staying long term, I think. But
like,
if
we see,
like, it's almost like 2 levels.
We're only 2.5 back in the wild card, but the 5 teams that are ahead of us, we're like 3-9 against them.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. We need them to lose to other teams. You know, we need them to lose to like the team, like we need them to lose to the Rockies and like the fucking, you know, teams we don't really lose to.
Which the teams that get into the playoffs,
we fucking smash. We get smashed.
Teams that get into the playoffs don't lose to those teams. See what I'm saying?
Sure, but we don't, like, we're going for the Yankees. We don't care about the Astros or Red Sox. Like, we're gunning for the Yankees. Who hold the 3rd, which they probably wouldn't even fucking. There's only 2 wild cards, right?
3.
3. Okay, well. Yeah, so we're gunning for the Yankees. So we need the Yankees to, you know, slip up or do whatever, and
we need Aaron Judge to stop.
Again, we need to just win series. Series is, yeah, Aaron Judge needs to stop looking over there. I don't know what the hell is over there, but, you know, everyone knows the formula. It's just fucking, are they going to do it? And I think that's the threshold of him staying this year, him staying, you know. I kind of thrown the, like, how like well do you feel about like an extension? Like that's out the window.
Otani?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like I'm thinking like that's out the window. That's like 10%. So I think the only option is this year's playoff run, he goes with it, or he verbally asks to get traded.
Verbally. Yeah, man, it's fucking brutal.
Like I said, it's gonna be one of the worst days
as a fan,
as an Angels fan, because we didn't have Trout leave, and like now we're playing with like kind of house money because it's like, well, we still have Trout, like, you know, whatever. But yeah, you know, Ohtani's gonna leave and put on another uniform, and it can become a real issue if we don't have anything back. If we don't get anything back, and
that's
then,
the definition
then we
of
just
wasting.
Become a laughing stock.
That's the definition of wasting someone.
No, yeah, for sure. Which I don't really. I mean, that narrative is kind of fucked up too, though, because like first year wasn't anything, second year injured, third year popped off, fourth year popped off. So you give us 2 years to pop off? Like, come on, man. But I get it. It doesn't help if like, you know, they wouldn't say we're wasting Ohtani if we didn't have Trout beforehand. Because you know how they say they're wasting Trout and Ohtani.
Yeah.
So, I think if it was just Ohtani, we didn't have Trout, and Ohtani pops off those 2 years, it wouldn't be wasting. It would be like, oh, they didn't take advantage, but we don't get that benefit of the doubt anymore. We just get waste.
Because of Trout?
Yeah. Which is not his fault, but where is it? I don't know.
that's where it gets tricky, right?
Yeah. So Aaron Judge looking over the dugout. Bro was, I don't know if he was, I don't think he was cheating, but I think it was like gamesmanship, right? Isn't that what they say?
But what was he, and then, I mean,
that's like you standing on the sideline telling me like, hey, they're running cover two. And it's like, all right, cool. I'll just fucking, I mean, I actually don't see anything wrong with this at all. Now that I think about it, quarterbacks look over the sideline all the time.
Well, yeah,
to get signals about defenses. And yeah, well, I mean, there's college football offenses that just literally just stand up and like they do like one of these, like
there's they're holding
and
up
then,
a
yeah,
fucking Chick-fil-A poster.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I don't know. Why can't baseball do that where, like, someone in the dugout has to hold up a Chick-fil-A sign, and that means slider, if you can tell and if you can catch those pitches?
Yeah.
That's what he was doing, right? Like, that's what we're all, like, in consensus.
Well, I mean, what do they think he's saying? Like, oh, he's going to get a fucking – oh, he's throwing a fastball now. Like, I doubt it.
In the windup, the pitcher's getting ready to throw, and the dugout's like, fastball, and Judge is like, all right, fastball, picks it up fast enough and just pimps one. Like, what's wrong with that?
I don't think the fucking guy that hit 62 home runs last year needs any help.
What if he wants to hit 63?
No, I'm saying, like, this is the guy that you're accusing of, like, why don't you accuse fucking Jason Hayward?
No. I think not you. No, I know. But I think what we're doing here is, like, we're not, like, he's doing something. You agree there?
You think it's, like, something sketchy? I don't know. No. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
He's doing something, right? But it's not cheating.
No, I don't.
But that's where people are confusing it with, like, they're saying it's cheating, but it's not. It's, like, games. Like, if I'm a corner and I know this guy's going to run a fade route, like, then, yeah, I'm just going to position myself better to be able to cover that properly. Like,
you remember in Invincible when he tells him, like...
Yeah, the knuckles. The
knuckle thing?
It's essentially that.
He's like, if he's leaning forward, you see the white, that means he's coming for you. If there's no white there, that means he's sitting back.
So, like, it's the same thing. It's like, if the dugout can pick it up and relay it to Judge, then, like, yeah, why wouldn't you do that? That's Trout when he was doing the tipping pitches fucking close to his chest shit.
Yeah,
I'm saying? He's saying, like, you're tipping pitches, bro. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Tipping pitches, I think, is a totally, like, if you could pick up on it, bro, go off. But if, it, you know, when it gets electronic and all that shit, then, yeah, like, obviously people get real fucking zesty about that. But,
it's just people asking for something to fucking complain about.
I mean, when that leads the week in headlines of Judge cheating, like, that's fucking, that's a dry week.
That's one of the headlines. It said, one day after Judge glance, tension still high in Yanks versus Blue Jays.
That's so bad, bro. Like that. Like, just fight too. It's enough with these fucking bench clearing, fucking scuffles.
I think baseball would be better if they allowed guys to fight.
One fight per fucking inning.
That'd be so sick.
No, per like game.
Or one fight per game would be sick.
That would just be. They're like, no, dude. They're gonna send out like fucking like Derek Dietrich from like the Reds 2 years ago, and the guy's just jacked. It's like, I'm not fighting that guy.
What if they sent out Tyler O'Neill, but he didn't hustle enough to the fight? So
yeah, he'd get beat up.
They bench him.
Yeah, that's crazy. The Cardinals are dog shit. I'm glad we're not them.
Well, we really swept the Cardinals and then just fell back down to earth.
Yeah, can we play them? Can we got some more Cardinals in there? Fuck, bro. Like, I want to play the Cardinals again or Rockies or, I mean, you know, we got a little, couple more A's games coming up. I think we probably should fucking capitalize on those. Yeah.
I would love that.
That would be great. Or maybe like, maybe even be a good team every now and then. I wouldn't hate that either.
Well, another news. Just passed the 13-year anniversary of Dallas Braden's perfect game. So
I saw that. That was sick. They do that every Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which I forget it was on Mother's Day.
For it to be on Mother's Day is nuts.
Insane.
Okay, how do you feel about, like, St. Patrick's Day? Always March 17th, right?
Okay.
Why can't, like, every holiday be like that?
On just a day?
Instead of, like, Mother's Day is, like, the third Sunday of, or the second Sunday of May.
Yeah.
Like, why can't it just be, like, Thanksgiving, too? It's always on, like, that Thursday. Which
yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't hate that.
You get what I'm saying? Like, 4th of July is always on the fucking 4th of July.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, I was thinking
you
about
you want all holidays to just be like that?
Christmas, always the 25th.
You want always on the number or always on, like, the day of the
fucking... I want always on...
Like, Thanksgiving or you want St. Patrick's Day?
I want Thanksgiving always on the 26th.
But then that's going to be, like, a fucking, like, Monday.
2 days off, 4 day weekend.
Sure, but we get 4 day weekend anyway. It's gonna end up. So one day it's gonna fall on a Wednesday. You're gonna get 1 day off,
bro. Ever since you told me that we play the Padres in San Diego for 4th of July,
yeah, no, I'm not going.
That's just been turning my wheels, and then they do this bullshit.
No, I'm not going. Unless they're in first place, I'm not going.
What if we're 5 games above 500?
No, it's 10 games. I'll think about it.
10 games above 500, you'll go.
Yeah, that's my promise. 10 games above 500, even 9. Fuck it. July. I'll give you a 3-game. They could be 7 games above 500. I'll go.
July 2nd, the Angels have dropped to 6.5.
Yep, they got to be 7 games above 500, and I'll go to that game.
The Angels are now, I don't know.
They want to fucking tear their 25 games up. Like, fuck.
The Angels are now 39-33.
I like that.
6 games, buddy.
I like that shit.
Fuck. I mean. You want to talk about the games a little bit, or are you just kind of bummed out? Josh Naylor killed us, and
yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Let's not. I'm not a fucking masochist. I don't.
If you listen to this podcast, you know what the fuck has happened.
I
okay,
mean, yeah, you were watching. Mickey probably Moniak you probably were watching more than I was.
Yeah, Mickey Moniak has hit 2 leadoff home runs though. That's kind of tight.
Oh, that's insane. Give up. Big ups to Mick.
He did hit one on his birthday in Cleveland. That was pretty sick.
And then pimped one today, huh?
Yeah, that was dope. I mean,
sneaky pop.
There's nothing. I mean, is it sneaky if he's the number one pick?
I mean, yeah, you can be known not for power.
Bro, if you're the number one pick, you better hit some fucking home runs. With all due respect.
I don't know.
Who's the last number one pick that you're like, that's like, oh, yeah, that guy's never going to hit a home run?
Adley Rutschman.
Oh, yeah, for your fucking bets.
Fucking dumbass.
Adley Rutschman hits tanks.
Under. That's what I'm saying. You fucking said under, dick.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to get it.
Yeah, thanks. No, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think. Maybe, like, Drew Jones? Does he rake?
Yeah, he hits fucking tanks.
All right, then I don't know. I don't know.
Jackson Holliday?
A pitcher?
Dude, I forgot the Orioles have Jackson Holliday.
A pitcher, maybe? Yeah, like, you can't expect him to rake, right?
No, he's going to. But I'm saying I forgot that, like,
they're like, when a shortstop going number one, like, you're just like, no, you're not raking.
They're already getting good.
The Orioles?
Yeah, and, like, they still have this guy coming.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking, like, 2 years ahead of schedule. You see, your boy RDT, he fucking did the bird bath.
He spit water out or sprayed him with water.
You didn't see that?
No.
The birds have a fucking splash zone.
Yeah, I know. They spray them with water, right?
Yeah, he created that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was
funny.
The
it's funny because, well, he didn't.
I thought it was the guy spitting water in the dugout.
Yes, but now there's a section that gets sprayed when they want him in on the
fun.
You're
telling me we can't get fucking 238 in the fro zone?
But, I mean, what would we do?
I mean, we could work that out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even have the energy for that, bro. Like, it'd be like we just all have silly string. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. So they have a splash zone, and he created that. It's kind of funny. I don't want to fuck up the details, but I think this is kind of how it went. Some like pod hit him up to do it, and then he was like, I don't think they're just gonna let you throw water in a section, right? fair thought. In my
our DD said that?
Yeah. So they hit him up, and then, like, he's like, I don't think they're going to let him throw water just like that. So probably not, right? Then the Orioles hit up our DT, say, hey, we want to throw water, da-da-da-da-da. So then our DT, like, hit up the original guys, like, hey, the Orioles hit me up to do this. Or, like, I don't know if he hit him up exactly like that, but he's like, hey, thought of you when, you know, they brought this up because you had relayed it to me first.
Yeah.
And then they, like, I guess the Orioles wanted our DT to do it, or, like, they thought his podcast had better reach, or I don't know what, but they ended up going with him. Gave him, like, 50 tickets to flood the section, and then, like, you know, hey, we want you guys to be here, yada, yada, yada. And then the original pod got upset. Said that, like, oh, you stole my idea. I think that's kind of how
it
went.
No way.
I think so. But then they're like, well, they asked me to do it.
RDT still under the Barstool umbrella, right?
Yeah.
Bro, that's fucking... And he still was probably being cool about it. Like, hey, like, you guys want in on this?
I mean,
this,
dude, man? To even reach out, honestly, like, to be like, hey, they hit me up and I thought of you. You know, and I don't really know where it goes from. I'm butchering the story, but there's something that, like, I saw everything. I'm on our DD side because, like, this is how it is. But the Orioles, once you involve the Orioles hitting you up, like, what are you expecting to say? Like, no.
He could have told the other people to fuck off if he wanted to.
Low key.
Would have been a shitty move, but could have.
Low key. But, I mean, once the Orioles hit, like, if someone gives me an idea and I'm like, no, and then the Angels are like, hey, we want you to do that idea, like, you think I'm going to say no?
Yeah, it's...
Like, me personally, I'll do everything I can to try to get you involved, but
I don't know.
I'm not saying no.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
All right.
I'm looking up...
Sick.
I came across every number one overall pick in MLB history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. It has their career war.
Read it. And then let's wrap up.
What do you think Brother Mix is?
Who?
Mickey.
Oh, like 5.
Negative 1.3.
Oh, wow. Well, I gave him too much credit there.
He's tied with Spencer Torkelson for negative career war. But, yeah, I mean, fuck. Do you like him as, like going forward?
I've been on bad teams, I think, so.
I don't know what his contract situation is like, but.
He's probably cheap.
You like him going forward? Like as
Moniak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to be one of the guys. I mean, once they figure out what they're doing with Adele. And then I think Renfro's on a 2-year or a 1-year. So
on 2-year.
So he has until 2 years to kind of fill. He has opportunity for sure. Like, his opportunity is going to be, like, show us something when, you know, Hunter leaves. Like, that could easily be your spot. And then, yeah, Taylor Ward, I think, has that position locked down for a little bit.
Hey, I'm sorry.
But I think he's rotating around, like.
Renfro's on a 1-year.
Okay, so then we have. Who's on a 2-year then? Drury?
Drury is on a 2-year, I believe. Yes, 2 years, 17.
I always get those guys confused. Me too. So, yeah, so I mean, so then going into spring training, Moniak is going to be in contention for the starting job, or he should be in a position battle at least. Like,
yeah, I mean, like Brett Phillips is gone, right?
And don't get me wrong, it could be Ward. I could see Moniak being 2, Ward 3. And then
Moniak's only 25. That's so young.
Yeah, it's insane. He has opportunity for sure. And that's no matter what happens this year, unless he completely falls off a cliff and forgets how to hit. Going into spring next year, I think he'll have a chance to go for the fucking.
For that spot.
The right or left field. Like, no, third, I think.
Starting off with
third or second, I think, at most. For sure, fourth.
So realistically.
But then, yeah, you don't know. Like, he'll probably be going up against, like, Jordan Adams. Joe Adele, if he's still here.
What do we do there? What are we talking about?
I'm missing a couple other guys, but
those are conversations that people much smarter and more well informed than us have. But like,
I don't know, man. I think you kind of missed the boat on Adele.
What are we gonna do with those guys, dude?
I think you missed the boat on Adele. Adams, I think, is still like nobody still knows like what he is. So at the very least, you have that. Adele, you're playing poker and you have a fucking 2 and a 7.
So crazy, I'm on
Spot Track. Anybody wants 2? Like,
I'm seeing all these guys on Spot Track, like the ages, and it's like 33, 31, 30, 31, 34, 30, and then Zach Neto, 22.
Yeah, Neto's insane. He's dope, but yeah, Moniak, going into next year, this is a big setup year for him, and obviously he fucking, a lot of what he does, like, probably won't matter team-wise, because he can have the best year of his career, and then we lose Ohtani, and then, like...
Nothing matters.
Like, I mean, yeah, like, I mean, what's going to happen? Like, he need, like, 2024 is a big year for him if he wants to... And there's nothing wrong with, like, if he just pans out to be an everyday major leaguer, like, for the next couple years, like, that's fine. Like, or if he blossoms into a superstar, like, great. But I think just getting a consistent bat and then a good fielder.
So, okay, let's look on the flip side. If Ohtani leaves, let's say he does, right?
He is.
Ohtani leaves. Trout, how many games is Trout DHing? 80?
No.
Less?
Yeah. He's not gonna sit the fucking bench half the year.
I'm saying DH 80 and play center 80.
I'm saying yeah, he's not gonna do that.
What, DH 40?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, what does that matter?
Because that obviously that opens up.
What, hey, do you want to sign Pujols or what? Noodle. You want to sign fucking.
Use your noodle. That opens up a spot in the outfield for someone else.
Bro, Rendon's gonna DH. What the fuck are you talking
Rendon's
about?
Rendon's out of here, pal.
He's gonna, yeah, in 3 years.
Rendon's gonna retire at the end of this year.
So Rendon, yeah, that would. Do we get the money?
Calvin Johnson, we fucking make him pay us back.
Do we get the money or no? If he retires, no, he's not gonna retire. It's stupid. Because even if there was that, like, even if he doesn't get the money, like, you know what I mean? Like, we. No, like he's
staying. Cooked.
Yeah, we're cooked. Bro. Yeah. Well, who else do you want to DH then?
His contract is.
Damn! Now you got me thinking. Who the fuck is gonna DH if we fucking don't have
Joe Adell?
Yeah. All right.
I'm being right. Serious. Dude.
And that's where. That's where this wraps up this podcast.
Fuck.
I don't know the name. I think the name of it's gonna be just like a whole lot of nothing. That's kind of what it was. Just a whole lot of nothing. Just blabbering and talking and I don't know what. Angels suck. They're 3-7 in the last 10. Hopefully we're in for a pleasant surprise the next couple of games. Like, I don't know. Win. Give me one in Baltimore, two in Minnesota, two in Boston, two in Miami.
No.
Give me that and I'll be happy. That's what I'm saying. Just give them to me. Versus. Give me two wins against Boston, two against Miami, two against Minnesota, and we're good. And we'll call it even. We're fair. You won't owe me anything. I won't owe you anything. We're square. We're good. Didn't talk Chell. Didn't talk Hoops. Oilers eliminated. Stars better win it all because I have 50-1. And basketball, I don't care. So
Lakers lost today. Okay, this is going to sound.
10 seconds.
I'm aware of how this is going to sound. Spotrac says Rendon signed a 7-year, $245 million contract with... $245 million guaranteed. His contract is fully guaranteed. Fucking bulletproof.
Nice. LTBU.